up and ready to roll.
Okay, thank you. Yes, but I don't know if they...
Call the City of La Pointe Utility Committee meeting in session as of 1 o'clock on May 20th.
4 o'clock.
What?
4
o'clock. Excuse me. I'll get there. Still driving for Pendleton. Stand and do the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Introductions. We have some guests today. I'll let them introduce themselves.
My name is Virginia Klass, and I'm with the Planning Commission for the City of La Pointe. And I don't know if you are aware, I'm having a feeling that you weren't, that we were told that we were supposed to have a representative from the Planning Commission.
You're right.
That would be serving on this committee, and
You're it.
That is me. And I have to admit, I'm not an expert in any way to do with utilities. But
sit right in then. Except for Barbie Ann.
Hey, tell me.
So, but I'm willing to do what I can and learn. And
good. Thanks and welcome.
And work as a liaison with the planning
commission. All right.
Renee Schmano. I'm here because I want to join your committee.
And we have your application in front of us.
Yeah, Donna Ziegler, citizen.
Employee of the Water District.
And employee of the Water District.
Right. Good. Welcome, all of you. Oh, you'll meet me. We have one more.
Okay, Art Euchre. I am city agent of record for the City of La Pointe here with regards to insurance information for the Sewer and Water District.
Okay. And we have a full committee here.
Yeah.
Welcome and congratulations, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Do we introduce ourselves for Renee?
Okay, sure. Tony, start.
Oh, yeah. So Tony DeBone, small business owner here in the area and potential commissioner if I get through November now.
Jane Benner, Chamber of Commerce.
Ted Shore, chairman of the committee. I represent a lot of different hats, and I'm also a realtor.
Kelsey Del McAfee.
Okay. And Barban.
Renee and I know each other.
Okay. Good. Approval of minutes. Has everybody had a chance to go over the minutes of the April 15th
meeting? Tony.
This is Tony's. Oh, I didn't make it very far, did I?
Halfway.
Do I hear any corrections, additions or corrections to the minutes?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the last meeting as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Carried. Added agenda items. Are there any matters added to this agenda this time discussed during other matters? Anybody have anything to add?
I have a letter of resignation.
From?
Myself.
Yourself?
What did you resign from?
The committee. But we can talk about it under other matters.
Okay.
If we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, any other items to be added to the agenda at this time? If not, then we'll move on to an update on insurance and legal fee costs. Mark?
Well, where would you like me to begin? because from the standpoint of the insurance, there are basically three issues. So is any preference?
You're a man. You start where you want.
Currently, the water and sewer districts are insured through SDO, the Special Districts Association of Oregon. If and when they were to be assimilated by the city, then that would fall underneath the CIS, the City Insurance Services, because then it's no longer a special district, it becomes part of the city. And Broadband and the districts were kind enough to provide us with copies of the current liability policies. The water districts, sewer districts annual general liability premium, which includes their business auto policy liability, is currently $13,419 per year. The water district's policy with the same coverages for the water district is $6,159 per year. So I sent that off to CIS Underwriting to get an estimate of what the impact would be to the cities if the city assimilated these districts. And I also sent them along with that the loss run report from the SDAO on over the last 5 years for both the sewer district, both the sewer and the water district. And there are three substantial losses over the last 5 years with regards to our workers' comp claims, and one is still an openly litigated general liability claim, at least as of this notification. I don't know what the status of that claim is at this moment. And as a result of that, here's the response from CIS with regards to these policies. If this becomes a reality, the city intends to assimilate these districts, then city insurance services would need an explanation on the large claims. And if you'd like what I know about those claims, I'll give this to you for your review. They would have to send out risk management consultants to do some investigation of the current sewer and water district operations with regards to job descriptions, risk management practices, etc. And all of that falls in, you know, plays into the final contribution or what the cost is. So then I'll read you what she said subsequent to that. She says, I'm going to state my disclaimer again that this is not a firm quote, but just a ballpark figure for the city to use for their analysis. It would be between $18,000 to $20,000 additional contribution to add the water and sewer district to the existing city policy. So that's just the general liability. So currently the general liability is just shy of $20,000. So between $18,000 and $20,000, so that's pretty much the same. This does not include the workers' compensation exposure increases because of these significant workers' comp losses. They would have, again, that would require that risk management analysis and of the districts to find out what they'd eventually check. And so she, at this point, ruling, number one, they can't issue a quote because they don't have job descriptions and class codes for the current employees of the district, which they need. So to quote exactly, they would need class codes and payroll associated with them to quote the workers' comp. And that would be, you know, and they would take these losses into consideration, but they do want to know what these losses are involved. And I can run over these real briefly.
First of all, I, yes. I I've got a question of,
sure,
on confidentiality in terms of discussing those in open, you know, would be violating confidentiality.
I can certainly just give you the documents for your records and call that good enough, which is probably my preference.
Okay.
Okay. But that is the status at this point. So, honestly, you're looking about, you know, wash on the general liability and business auto portion of the two districts. They're paying about that, and you'd pay about the same thing if the city assimilated those risks. Workers' comp is a whole different issue, and there's more research needed to really come up with a firm figure. So, if the districts would be able to provide the classification codes and payroll associated with the job, those jobs within the district, then we could submit that to CIS and get a quote.
Is that possible, Barb?
I don't really know. I believe that would have to probably go through the lawyer to find out just how much we can disclose. I mean, we could say one male doing this or that or the other thing. I'd be real leery to just...
Well, they don't need their names and...
I understand that, but their age and whether they even work there anymore and that type of thing would be included.
But they don't even need that information. All they want to know is what class of workers' comp class codes are encompassed within your operations. Mm-hmm. And what the salary paid out on an annual basis per work class is. There's no individual information required.
So I would have to go to, like I say, to Carrie, the lawyer, and ask her exactly how to give it to you. But I really wouldn't think that there would be much problem in that, giving it to Art.
Okay, so could we, the committee, then make a formal request that you investigate that for us?
Do you want to stick that under other matters?
Well,
I'm kind of in trouble because I'm no longer going to be here.
Right.
So, what you can do, and it states in my resignation, is write a letter to the district, and the district will then give you any documents that are needed that you don't already have. So, what... that's kind of why I want to go at other matters.
Okay.
But as far as my getting it myself, probably not. I've been asked not to. But the district is more than willing to.
Okay, sure.
So, that's fine. So the district, yes. Me, no.
Okay. Because Donna provided me the renewal figures for the water and sewer workers' comp and said that it was up 11%.
That's health benefits only.
Oh, okay. So... Okay, that's right. Health benefits are up 11%. So, workers, your existing carriers for workers' comp haven't really had a big hoopla about the claims. Maybe that's because they know what they are, and we don't. So,
well, I can tell you that the claim is gone. The people that had the claim are don't work there anymore, and it was a knee injury or something. And then the other is, I believe, the what you call the general liability claim. I think that's got to do with the station over there, right? Yeah. There's a auxiliary pump area in this guy's yard. Well, they decided to put another little part on it. And he's saying that it's making him sick and this and that and the other thing. So that's still, you know, I mean, his wife had to move out and a bunch of stuff happened. And she's still coming in paying the bills and living there. But he tells us, you know, that they're too sick and they can't live in the house. And
but, you know, I don't know that this committee really even needs to know that. It
right.
Must be the insurance.
So that is that claim. And I don't have a clue what's going to happen with that. Nobody did anything. When it was first built, it should have been raised a little bit. And it wasn't, and we don't know if it'll go clear back to those people that didn't raise it, or if the DEQ is going to measure it and say there is no emissions coming out of here, your case is just gone. So those are the two. So that.
Right. And I don't think that one would have any bearing because that would be strictly towards the general liability portion, which they're in that ballpark. But the concerns that, the way I understand it, is that their concern on the workers' comp side.
It was one fella did two claims and he no longer works for us.
And they may well investigate that and determine that clearly there was no issue of good practice on the part of the district and this was part of the district.
And truthfully, I believe now, he worked for the sewer, not the water, but I believe he had a pre-existing injury and re-injured it and then said he did it at work. So I'd have to look back, but it's not going to be a problem with letting Art get this to know these things because I don't think anybody, no names or anything's going to be done, but I really want to go.
And actually, I won't know any of the personal details either if and when it gets to the point where there's, you know, it's imminent that the city's going to take over the district, then CIS will have a risk management investigator out and look through the records, mm-hmm. look through the reports, and I'll be honest with you, I don't want to know those details because it's just not my place to know. The details that I will know at some point, assuming this continues, is when everything gets assimilated in our employees' names and work classifications for the workers' comp, because that's a matter of the records both for the city and for the agent of record. But as far as details of specifics about those personal things, neither do I want to know them, nor do I have a legal right to know them, because that's outside of the purveyance of the agent. It's between the entity and the insurance carrier.
Right.
So
in order to do what I talked about before, a pro forma budget to compare what the city would look like if they assume it and what it looks like without it, then we would need to find that out.
What we need to get that budget number is the work classification codes mm-hmm. that they currently have at the districts and the wages per classification. Don't need to know John Doe's name, just that there are three people that work under this work classification code. Let's say utilities, maintenance worker.
Yeah, so it's probably some industry.
Okay,
industry.
What I had was, that you wanted was job description and class codes, but you want the wage for those class codes as well.
The wages per classification code.
Okay, all right.
Because that's how
workers' comp is. I can compose that letter. And I'll just touch base with you to make sure that...
Do we have a...
I'm okay with just waiting until Donna's here. So, Donna...
I know exactly what they want.
Right. you don't need a letter today.
But from here on out.
After number 13 back here, we'll deal with that kind of thing.
Understood.
Thanks, Donna. Good. So, that is really as much as I have at this point.
I thought you said you had three different things. Or you
two GLs and then the workers' comp issue.
Oh, okay.
So beyond that, unless you have specific questions with regard to the insurance above and beyond the information that I've given, I really, until we get further into the process.
Were you going to tell us legal fee stuff?
I don't have, there are no legal fees that I'm aware of.
I don't know why it was on the agenda.
I'm not an attorney, so I don't have any due legal fees.
Why you were put there?
I don't know.
Okay.
That
stupid organizer.
I think it's because we had those lumped before that Adele was looking into legal and I was looking into insurance. So that was just the heading was just lumped together.
Nothing to do with legal fees.
So we don't have anything on health insurance either.
No, all I can tell you on health insurance is pretty much the same thing with workers' comp. Once we, and it's age specific and all sorts of different things with life. Because the city currently has health and life benefits available to employees. The health insurance benefits, which the city does have their most recent quoted renewal rates, would apply to employees assimilated from the districts. If they chose to adopt life insurance, then that's rated on a number of issues, age, know, health issues, and so that's almost impossible to, you can throw a dart board up there.
Do the districts currently have health and life insurance paid for the employee?
Yeah, the life insurance
health
is...
Health, dental, vision, no life.
I thought we had Aflac or whatever.
We have short and long-term disability.
Yeah. So that's not life insurance, but that's... Yeah.
So I guess for purposes of comparison, then, we could just plug in the same number
You could plug in the same number for employee for health coverage, and if the employee wanted their spouse, I mean, that's pretty much going to be the same.
Yeah. So, Art.
Yes, ma'am.
In regards to the health insurance, so is there any, like, mandates, like, that, so that the employees in, within the city now are the same coverage as the employees in the water district? Or do they have two separate, because obviously it'll be like two separate coverages, will be real different, won't they?
I don't think so. I mean, so my understanding is once the city assimilates, if the city assimilates the water and sewer district, that those employees will be brought into the city insurance services health plan and have the same health plan that the city employees currently do.
Okay.
At the same rates.
So then my understanding of what you said, so then their health insurance possibly might change then?
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
Now, Luana has the specifics about what coverages, the deductibles, et cetera. That's a matter of record here in the city. So you could, apples to apples, if Donna has, you know, coverage details for the health insurance, you know, we can certainly do that analysis. And that's not a problem. If the districts are willing to supply that information, then I can send that to CIS and say, are we talking apples to apples? What are the differences? And if we wanted to assimilate these additional coverage, so we can get all the details so you can make an informed budget-wise decision with regards to that.
Okay,
just
to clarify, too, so then we can't have apples and oranges here. We have to have all apples.
Yeah, I don't think, because again, it's a completely different carrier.
Yeah.
You know, so what the city currently has is underwritten through city insurance services.
Right.
What the districts currently have, I don't know.
Special districts.
Okay. It's entirely possible they might use the same health carrier, but at this point, I don't know because I don't have the information.
And that's as close as you're going to get.
I'm sorry, but I think what Adele's saying is they have this insurance. Are these guys going to, and they have dental and glasses and stuff, are they required to also give that to the water or sewer employees? That's what she's trying to ask.
Thank you.
Are they required to give them the same insurance?
If when the city assimilates the districts and their employees
then
they become employees of the city.
And they would be covered
under the city's health and life.
Is it mandatory to give the water and sewer employees all of it? Or can they just say, no, the water and sewer are just...
They would have the same ability to pick and choose to the extent that the current city employees have within the plan.
Okay. We're not paying any premium at all for it. Yeah. But we don't contribute at all to the employees.
Yeah, it's fully paid.
Wow.
What they have.
Right.
Yeah, so, again, I think in order to properly answer that question, it would be prudent for us to get the documentation from the districts to what their coverage limits and whatever contribution costs there are, and then I can send that to the underwriters at CIS and say, give me apples to apples comparison, you know, and what are your requirements? Because I honestly have not had the discussion with regard to health benefits with CIS because we were trying to, bite this off one chunk at a time at this point.
And I would like to request from the city your policy to see see how it looks in comparison to special districts for us, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adele.
And the other thing, too, is once this, assuming that someday it does happen, that this occurs, it could be the city will say, well, we're not providing our employees X through our current policy, but the water and sewer district had this special benefit,
they may want to look at their policies and see if they wanted to add it to offer a comparable service. And that's something that nobody's going to know really until the day comes. Mm-hmm. Did you have something too, Donna?
Well, I believe, and you might want to have Jeremy check into this, but there are statutes that protect district employees in this case. Things such as we have to, you know, you can't terminate for any other reason aside from insubordination mm-hmm. for a period of so long. They have to be offered the same benefits for a period
exactly.
of so long.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, you can't, in other words, you can give them a better policy, but you can't give them a worse
uh-huh.
policy.
I think that's
and that,
true.
That
right.
They can't be
applies
wrong.
To certain
correct.
Titles that workers have. Some of the workers don't have, you know, they're just a general worker. And yes, you could get rid of them. But the ones that are titled with office manager, office assistant, blah, 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 there's a certain amount of time that it's mandatory for the city to keep them, no matter what. Donna's job, I believe, is 5 years. Scott's, I think, is 5. Ashley's is 3. Underneath them, I'm not sure exactly. I'm not exactly sure, but legally, the city would have to pay them their wage and give them the exact benefits they have or better mm-hmm. For that amount of time.
Just a quick question. I'm sorry to interrupt. Roger Jordan at our meeting regarding the city manager last week indicated that as public employees have, there's state of Oregon laws that protect public employees. Mm-hmm. So is that, I don't know if that's what you were talking about or alluding to?
Yeah, basically. And that's only the titled ones, you know. I mean, there's certain titles that some of them are even as much as 8 years, if I remember right, that the city, when it's taken over, they can't, unless it's insubordinate, like whatever, they just got to deal with them for that amount of time because of their title. I don't know exactly who, what, where, and what mm-hmm. the titles are and things. And I think all the employees, except two that were... 1st of July, we're going to give them their raises because they've worked out so well. They'll be also have titles that you will be, the city would have to keep them as well. So the employees and their benefit package as good or better.
Okay. So that's the way we have to look at
that. Right. So our insurance may very well
exactly
be better than
until I know what they have.
You know, so.
And
that's why I'm asking for it.
Well, is it possible for Art to get what the coverage is now for the employee?
I don't know.
I don't know legally. I would do it fair.
Yeah, I can get
yes.
that in.
Yes, you know, I mean, then you would want to.
Yeah. How it can be determined.
Legally,
I'm
pretty
sure you can't beat our retirement.
We don't have any retirement.
They don't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, so then I think that once they all are combined, then
the city managers.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some equality things.
Well, because
isn't that mandated? For some reason, it keeps.
Well, clearly they cannot be materially harmed by the acquisition of the district.
What Adele's thinking here is that. What you're paying, what kind of insurance these guys have now, you're going to have to bounce them up to water and sewers. And
well,
do that type of coverage as well.
If you're
so. You know, so that's going to be another added
right.
cost,
be,
you know,
because
of the retirement
keep
plan.
Keep people and cheat who's already there.
Well, absolutely. So
right, so that's what Adele was trying to say
so
again.
So, you know, the fact remains, but we need to know exactly what the districts have with regards to health, life, retirement.
I thought
package.
All that, didn't all that go over to
the workers' comp stuff?
I just got
workers' comp yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get the workers' comp.
Because workers' comp is fiscal year.
No, general liability.
All that was
general liability. Okay, well, we'll get the rest of it.
Yeah, the rest of that, and then I can send that on to CIS and say, all right, here's what they have now. What's it going to take and how's it going to affect the city to make sure that they are maintain equal or better coverage if when the acquisition and if it does occur.
And also you might ask how many employees you have, because that's That's another.
Well, that will come through on the workers' comp classification.
No, I mean for these guys, because obviously you would be raising theirs as well in this insurance plan. So you might find out from the city who has insurance now, how many, so that you can add that on there too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have annual renewal every June, August, or something.
Okay.
So we, at that time, we can switch around, change.
So I think that we'll add this for Jeremy's legal memorandum as to what the requirements are in regards to retirement and health insurance.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, once I get the information from Donna, I'll move that down to CIS and say, all right, here's their whole package. Do your magic. Tell me what it means, dollars and cents to the city. You know, because they know the laws. I mean, that's all they do. They live in that world day in and day out. So we can get that. We can make them do the work.
Do city and water employees contribute to their health insurance, or is it paid completely by?
If they choose, no, their health insurance, no. They, to the retirement plan, they do if they choose.
But the health insurance
is totally paid by us.
Unless they add a spouse or a family.
Totally covered.
Oh, even with adding spouse and family?
I need to go to work.
Whoa, that is killer.
Yeah, that is.
That's
well. Yeah.
Amazing. Through AIG. And it's a 90% company paid.
Very good.
Well, again, once we get all that information,
we can make CIS compare apples to apples
and come up with what, and they'll be able to say, all right, we can do this, and here's what it's going to cost.
I personally tell you, they process claims fast. They're just really, really good. Good
company. So, well, that's all they do.
Okay, anything more on the insurance? And we decided to hold up on the legal cost, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess that'll come with that memo.
Yeah.
I don't have an update on that.
Okay. We've taken up half of our time with one item. So we may not get through the whole agenda today. We may skip down to item 13A at some point.
There's nobody that needs the room after us, so feel free to.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Art.
We're trying to stick, and we went over time last time. I apologize. Okay, update on intergovernmental agreement between the city and the special districts.
Okay, I do have the latest version. I think that the districts discussed that on Tuesday.
We don't have it yet.
Oh, you don't have it yet. So that we're not going to discuss it then.
Okay. I would like to see it though. Do you have another copy?
No, I'm working on
it. Want to just email it to me?
Well, I can't get it on email, remember?
No, to me, so we can have it for the meeting.
Oh no, we'll have it before our next meeting.
So with that one was that one came from your attorney.
And you guys have not had a chance to go. Oh, okay.
Oh,
so it's still back at these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one. Okay, we thought that you discussed it.
No.
Okay. We were expecting it back by this meeting. And so we thought that you discussed it. So that's how that goes.
Okay.
So we still got it.
All right. Update on the water and sewer districts and biogreen.
It's in its last stage of their proposal, their lawyer, and now it's back to what the way they want it, and we got it Tuesday morning and whipped it off to Carrie, the lawyer, and she's going to make sure it's right, and then we are going to have it dropped off by Donna as soon as it's ready so that we can agree to it. We made a motion to agree to it as soon as the lawyer was happy with it. So probably it will be agreed to before our next meeting because our motion is already on the table that when it's ready and our lawyer okays it, then I'm to sign it. So, and Dennis as well. So we're hoping before the next meeting that we'll have it all in place.
From my perspective, what I understand, checking with people, is that Biogreen wants to be on the ground by fall because According to some of the grants they're getting, they have to be at least 5% completed with the project before the end of the year.
The proposal that they gave to us, they actually wanted to break ground this month, but they waited on the DEQ a long time. And so...
DEQ or EPA?
DEQ.
Oh.
And now, apparently, because they waited for that to get our proposal to us.
Okay.
And so, apparently, they haven't been to a meeting, but all we're doing is paperwork back and forth. But...
Good.
That's how it goes. So I would think that that's why we're pushing it, so that they can break ground next month, if possible. So that's why we're trying to jump on that thing. And it's an 18-month building process. So that's a lot of work for a lot of people.
It is.
And they've got... I know that some friends have said that some of the locals are already hiring, so I would assume that BioGreen has gone to them and said, okay, this is how close we're getting, get your crew together. So they're getting stocked up and ready to go. And this is all just stuff, you know, that I hear, but they haven't been to a meeting. We're doing it all paperwork and emails.
Good. Well, thank you for that. Selection of terms of office for utilities committee members.
I did a little chart for you.
You did?
Yeah, because I was so confused. I don't know if anybody else was confused.
Huh?
Yeah.
We just made a sign. I'm so confused.
You know, I'm sorry, but with Renee here wanting to be on this board, why is she not? Why didn't we put that in added agenda items? I don't see it on the agenda where.
Because that agenda was made up before we got Renee's application.
I meant here. Why didn't I say that? Why we should put that in 13 to discuss Renee?
We don't make that decision.
Oh, the counselors do.
City
okay.
Council makes that.
All right. That's why it's not there. We need help.
Although we could certainly discuss that, we could have put that on additional items with the city council.
I knew that and just totally forgot about it.
So are we drawing straws or rolling dice for the
I have to have a clarification on that.
Okay.
I think they said there'd be 7 members.
Yeah, so there are 7 squares.
Right.
I started to number them and then I forgot.
They didn't make a distinction between voting members and ex officio members or non-voting members.
No, they didn't.
So my feeling was we'd have 7 voting members.
Oh, no.
Oh.
They did do the resolution. No, they did do the resolution.
Did on the in the resolution,
yeah.
Did you say?
And within the resolution, you bring it. It does specify it. Okay, here we go. The committee will consist of 7 members, 5 voting members, and 2
okay.
non-officials.
Okay, that is clarified. So, we don't know whether Ken Mullinex or Renee will be a voting member because both applications are in, and the city has to make that decision.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we could designate that vacant position as filling one of those terms.
Right.
Right. Each member has a 2-year term. Term commences in January.
You might want to know that last night we recommended that you be appointed as our
Transportation.
So just a warning in case you don't want to get overwhelmed with me.
Holy smokes.
Okay, so we need to, we have, starting, I guess, from this date, and we're supposed to alternate or select what?
Okay, so.
Two-year?
Yeah, so then, well, do you want to designate the one that nobody is representing that space?
Oh, I see. Three voting members.
No, you guys can't. You got to do it by law.
Yep.
Nancy told us.
Deck of cards or anything with me.
So, where's a couple business cards?
I don't have anymore.
I have some electronic debone business cards right
okay.
here.
Okay.
Better save those.
Just a minute.
How many are 2 years?
We got
three?
Two voting members are
how long ago?
2 years and three or 1 year.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
About until a year and a half.
Whatever.
Yeah, actually, more than 1 year.
Just picture me and everything.
Okay, so Renee, you want to grab one for the space that's not filled?
It's not going to be yours, but that how will
do. You want me to just take the card?
You're not.
No. I
remember.
So Virginia's a member.
Yeah.
I want this one.
Okay. Okay, now we are. Sure. And this will go to, this 1 year is the blank spot, Adele.
That's the blank spot.
Is a 1 year.
I have one.
James got a one.
What'd you have?
One.
One?
Two.
A two.
Which really is only one and a half.
Which really, my term is up at the end of this
year.
What did you get, Virginia? I got a two.
So Ted got a two.
Right.
So I'm assuming that
what'd you get with Adele?
Reappoint
someone. Oh, you and I don't.
Yeah, we don't.
The remainder.
Okay.
And Tony, what did you get?
A one.
One. All right. Did you say, Jane, you got?
I got a one.
Okay.
Can what I does that
it?
Mean? I didn't get.
Can I keep
yeah,
it?
Please do.
It means that you are done in 11 December 31, 2011, and Ted and
Virginia
are done in December 31st, 2012.
Yeah, so you guys are
staying. That's what that means.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for helping.
Cool. That's not all.
The first one we're running is going to be until December 2011.
Yes. Okay, the next item on the agenda, report on the infrastructure workshop. This was a workshop actually on funding sources for districts and utilities put on by Rural Communities Assistance Corporation, which is a nonprofit corporation out of Northern California. And they were held on Tuesday in Pendleton from 8:30 to 4. Long day, but it was excellent information. Is anybody from the districts going to, did they go today to the one in Salem today? You know?
Yeah.
It would have been an excellent opportunity for somebody from the district to go there and find out about all the money that's out there. And there is a lot out there, both federal and state monies and matching monies.
We're kind of taxed in ours. We've put in so many applications that we're pretty much not okay to put in anymore.
Well, we're waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Our engineer does all that for us.
Our engineer has many, many in for us. And yeah. Some of them are waiting for the city.
IFA, Infrastructure Finance Authority from Business Oregon, the state of Oregon, has monies available. It's a special works fund, and a lot of them are municipally owned facilities. And I've got business cards from from all the different agencies that were there. We went through and they each gave their presentations. There's a State of Oregon Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund. That's a self-sustaining fund. So, and it's low interest. And as you pay back the fund, it goes back into generating more fund or having more money available for other utilities to apply. So, and then of course USDA was there with their program and all of their people presenting what they've got available in terms of rural development funds. And I've got information on them and who they are. We went through all of their things. One of the presentations I thought was great. It's on an asset management program. You people currently do a CUPS, a checkup program for special systems or small systems. It's called CUPS, and what you do is you do a detailed inventory of your whole system map. Each component of that system is listed, the date it was put in.
Oh, yeah, we have that.
The history and so on. So
DHS.
Yeah. Ours is not called CUPS, but it's exactly the same thing. We get it through special districts, but yeah, we have all of that as built and all of this stuff, so we know every screw that's in the ground except the water line that was put in. I almost said his name. and it did not have a tracer. It doesn't have a tracer line in it, but we do know what it was composed of and stuff. But we actually have as-builts from Neil, but this was done by somebody else that I don't want to badmouth. So anyway, the fire hydrants and different things show us exactly where it goes. It's down Morrison, so it's not a real issue. And if it ever gets dug up or anything, we will stick a tracer on it. But other than that, the whole system is I mean, you could...
Well, there was two different assessment programs, the CUPS program, and I think the one you're talking about, which they said deals more in the financing part of it, the financing of it, and the CUPS was in terms more of the infrastructure and the maintenance and so on, so you can plan ahead. It helps you plan your budgets and so on.
Right, but all of that we do in our budgets and our, who is she? A lady comes down and tells us what needs, what's been in, that's taken care of by other agencies that, through it, special districts.
Oh, okay.
So, we're different than, you know, we don't do Oregon stuff. We do special district stuff, so a lot of ours is the same program with a different name.
And then the last session, which was really interesting, I thought, it's called a one-stop shop process by which you do a conference call with all these different agencies that have money, and you tell them what your project is or what your project plan is, and they fire back and forth and say, oh yeah, this kind of money is available out here, and this is available over here, and it, at this cost in terms of your rate and so on. And well, maybe we can reduce that by getting a grant here, you know. And they did this with Wallowa Water District. Has a proposal to put in additional storage tank, which would more than double their capacity, and an additional pump to handle all that. And so they were sitting, the different agencies were sitting there, well, yeah, we can do this, and maybe this would work better, and you know, when you're looking at this type of increase in rate, if you do this, but maybe if you did this, it'll reduce that somewhat. And it was a very interesting
What'd you call the one-stop what?
Shop.
One-stop shop. Mm-hmm.
at one stop.
Yeah, one okay. stop shop. Yeah. So you.
And did you get a business card for that thing?
Well, that all the agencies did that, but I think USDA would be involved in that. Oregon,
oh, okay.
Oregon would also.
I'll talk to Pam about it then.
Yeah, Department of Human Services. And then even a guy from the League of Oregon Cities was there and actually sat next to me.
Okay.
Because he, I think, was kind of in a learning mode, too. So, actually, I thought it was an excellent workshop. I learned a lot. A couple of things that I did learn, because I did pigeonhole the individual from USDA, and he reiterated the fact that the districts have to agree to be being absolved, and that the process, once started, will take approximately a year once you put through all the years. And so that clarified that. That tells us exactly where we are.
Oh, sorry, did you say the districts what have to agree or have
yes.
to?
Yes.
Have to agree.
We have to
because
agree.
The loans are out in their name.
Oh, we have to be agreed to be absolved.
Yep. Yep. Right.
But that's only the one way.
Yep.
You can go to vote. You
yep.
know, by but that would be agreed
for it.
Well,
right. It would be initiated by the water and sewer to go to vote.
Well, and then that's the same thing.
And let the citizens decide.
Mm-hmm.
If the councilors are, well, that's what we're called, really weird things. But anyway, if we all said, okay, you know, it's getting close enough to time, I'm not making this decision for 5,000 people or, I mean, 500 users, 900 users now, isn't it?
650.
Well, that's 650 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 800 users. We would probably, like I said many times, it would go to vote before we would make a decision to be absolved. Because we'd want to know what they want. They
absolutely.
Want.
That's only stewardship, you know.
That's just how it's going to have to be.
Yeah.
Because we just wouldn't be able to say, okay.
Anyway, anybody's got any questions or anything? I've got this whole packet of information from that workshop. I think maybe the best place that to rest would be in the city offices or whatever, if anybody wanted to go to that and look at that. EPA was also there. And they have energy smart industrial fact sheets, and that's from the Bonneville Power Administration, and working on programs to lower power usages, different programs for the utilities to use to lower their power usages, which actually saves their ratepayers and so on. Good stewardship and can save money that way. So they've got people work with that too. Okay, timeline for committee duties.
Okay, maybe we ought to do this so at the next meeting. I can pass okay. it out. And what I think that we should do is just, this is just all the, it's not really in the timeline format yet, but what I was, oh, sorry.
One
at a time. We're trying to keep time here, Bill. and just kind of think about what would go under these categories specifically.
Okay.
And then we can I can do a timeline.
Okay.
So we can talk about it next time.
Okay. We'll table this till.
I think so.
Right.
They give people a chance to look at it.
Sure.
June 17th
meeting.
The June 17th
meeting. Okay, with that, let's move to 13E. A.
Okay. Well, I took the resolution to for it asked me to come here last meeting, and I asked them to read the resolution and decide whether they wanted me to come or not. I spoke at length about the voting because it was a big concern about the voting, and I said, but they don't vote. And really, there's a little voting going on, mostly minutes and things like that, but they asked that I not come to the meetings, and I made a resignation letter, well, Dawn did it for me, and it says it's effective today, but I had her add, which comes from the boards too, any information you would like from either water, sewer, or district may be obtained by submitting a written request to the district offices. And at that point, I will help there, because I was asked to represent the sewer and the water here, and then I was asked not to. So I have to resign. Now, as a citizen,
the board asked you not to.
Yes. As a citizen, I might consider coming back, but not under the water and sewer capacity. I can't. They asked me not to.
Do you want to fill out one of these applications?
And that was a unanimous.
Is that what you're offering to do?
Actually, I don't see a space on your committee that I could fit right now.
Well, we
should be always welcome, just as in the audience.
Right.
As,
yeah. Right. Like. And I do believe that I'm going to instruct Donna from the water district to come. If she can't, then I will. That way, we've got somebody. But here's my for your file.
Because the most of your input, I can understand it, is that is the district's withdrawing their participation in the committee then?
The I don't know if that they didn't really put it that way. They said they felt that the participation that what I'm doing here could easily, just as easily, be done by requesting it from the office, and then you could get it that way, the information there. So, I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. Well, initially, so let me think. So then your role would, you see your role only as like getting different documents and that sort of thing. Because I really thought that, you know, that your role here would be to participate in the discussion and the possibilities of things, how maybe it would be organized or that sort of thing. Because you have a lot of options here that, you know, down the road, you know, we're talking in the future, like a utilities commission, and where that they would be in between the water district and the council, and it would be the function of kind of like what the board is now, and they would be run the district and make the decisions and then bring the recommendations to the council. So you know, those type of things, and then you know, you're going to miss out on those discussions.
Not if I sit in the audience. You know,
and offer an opinion, but it would be like the official position of the district.
I've been asked not to sit on this committee, so I have to do what they say.
Yeah,
you know, it was. I took them the resolution. They read it. They didn't like it the way it was made, presented, whatever. They didn't like the resolution. They didn't like the grandfathering in of the people that were here that don't really fit in this whole box of non-voting business owners, this one, that one, you know what I mean? That other people were able to just stay. It was they didn't like several things, and they said that my bringing papers to you and stating them out loud is just as easy as you writing a letter to her, getting the papers and reading them yourself.
Okay, well, maybe, you know, so you'll be attending, and then, so maybe if you see that as we get down the road, when the discussions are more significant, then you can choose to come back.
Right, and I think basically they felt that I was going to come to the first couple of meetings, give you my packets of stuff to tell you what I knew, what Ted found out this week that I told you, that you can't just take us, we have to agree. You know, I mean, I've told you all these things, and I've been said, thank you for your opinion. Well, it's not my opinions. These are facts that I've been bringing to you, and they feel that I've brought enough facts to you that I need to bow out now, because now you're doing more information gathering, mm-hmm. and what you need from us, because all the facts of how to absorb the water and sewer I've brought to you. And they thought I was going to have this couple of meetings to come here and give you what we'd already discussed, what our lawyer told us, what USDA told us, all these things that I've already told you. And so they feel like my job here is done, basically. Now, that doesn't mean I don't want to sit in on the meetings and find out what's going on and things. And I also told you that I would let you know what was going on at our meetings. Mm-hmm. And we did nothing, but it was raise time this last month, so nobody came, no BioGreen, no intergovernmental group, and I wanted to let you know that too before I had to resign. But so we're not really doing anything right now either, but they feel like my job here is done. I did what I was going to do, and that's how they feel. And you know, it's for, there's five of us, so they said no.
I felt that your participation here and as a member of this committee would give them the opportunity to fulfill what's all everybody said, that eventually the utilities special districts will become part of the city, and you can be a part of that discussion and a part of that decision, but evidently the district don't feel that way.
Well, Jane put it in a fact-finding expedition, and they feel like my part of the expedition's over. I've killed my elephant. I'm on a safari and I'm done. I gotta go home now. You guys get to kill the rest of your little elephants, and then but I can watch. You know, that's how they feel about it. And do I feel that way too? A little bit, and a little bit not. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit disappointed that I'm not going to be representing them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm kind of a busy person, and when I can come and just sit there, and it's time to go, and I don't have a responsibility of something to bring something or to report something or whatever, I might feel more comfortable, and I might go back to them in 6 months and say, I'm ready to go back. Can I go back?
Yeah,
it's getting more things are getting together, and they need my help more.
I understand that, but I kind of was disappointed that, you know, that we couldn't like build a relationship. And you know, if you didn't like this, the resolution I said to just say, you know, hey, what the heck is this?
But it doesn't really make sense. The thing is that I was requested by a board to do this. So when the resolution came, I had to give it to them, and then I was requested by a board to quit.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's how that works for me.
Okay.
You know, that's just how it works. It's a board.
Yeah.
They tell us what to do.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate everything you've done. It's been very helpful, and I'm sure glad you were here as long as you can. But as you say, if that's what your board says to do, that's what you have to do.
And like I said, it doesn't mean I can't be in the audience, and I can't say, guys, I do have a little information on this.
And Donna, too, would be extremely helpful because she knows so much.
So the two of us may very well be at all of your meetings. I just can't sit on the board. Right now. That doesn't mean it won't change.
We want to appreciate your input up to this time. You're very helpful and valuable information that you provided us with. And thanks for coming. I would suggest that probably since you're appointed, or the resolution was set up by the city council, that it would probably...
We've got copies for them.
Oh, okay.
That'd yeah.
Good for their...
Yeah. Fine. But I thought you'd want it in your
absolutely
file text,
that.
So...
Which also brings up the question, Adele, of the things to talk to the attorney about. They drew the resolution requiring a member of the Water and Sewer District to be on this committee, mm-hmm. and now we don't have one. And we're not likely to get one. I mean, if they don't want
to that's okay, because it's successor, it says there's a provision in there that we can fill the spot, I suppose, if we wanted. But... maybe that we should think about this, how we'd like to proceed, and put it on the next agenda.
Well, the city council could petition the boards to reconsider. They could, if that's what they wanted to. I mean, That's something else you could do, but
that's true.
But I just when they didn't like the resolution and they don't like that I don't get to vote now.
We voted,
guys. We voted on the minutes.
Yeah,
and I didn't get to. That's how that went.
For the public record, I had nothing to do with the resolution forming that or anything. It was kind of a surprise to me when it came up.
As an outsider looking in, and since the resolution was drafted by the city with the help of the city attorney, it would seem to me to be approved at this point, considering there's issues on the district side with that resolution, that the city council consider requesting that the city attorney meet with the district, with the sewer and water district board, to discuss their concerns and hopefully allay their objections so that this can move forward in a more collaborative manner.
Excellent suggestion.
I like that.
Well, yeah, would you run that by the city?
And Ted, I would say that I'm kind of surprised that it's set up like that too. I mean, I assume that there's seven members or seven voting members.
Yeah,
so
right.
Yeah, I think the way when I saw it, I was surprised, and I think that why it was set up is that essentially, if we had votes, then it would be two votes. Yeah. So then they think that on our respective council and board, that's where you would vote. So.
Mm. So.
And I could see your position
as a board member of this, plus being a councilor,
uh-huh.
you'd be in the middle of it
two
twice.
Votes. Yeah.
We do have.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason for that, though, too.
Yeah,
there
are
a couple of committees that have non-voting members on it.
Mm-hmm. But that's, I like that. Did you?
That wasn't the only issue either,
yeah.
though. So, like I said, the city's more than welcome to petition the board to reconsider, and we'll see what they say. You know, as it is right now, you've got a lot of facts that you're going to get from us. A lot of money stuff's going to be decided, looked at, and especially with Arthur and. And if it gets to going a little bit heavier and you guys are going, wow, this turned out good, and or oh my God, well, I'm going to be sitting here listening to you, and then maybe they'll let me come back and utilize some of our lawyers and our special districts lawyers to help, you know. But that's just maybe. So I'm waiting for you to adjourn.
Do we need to accept your resignation?
I think that's up to the city council.
Okay.
To accept a resignation. But thank you for bringing us into it. And again, thank you for your contribution.
Sure.
All right. Any further business to be brought before us? We're adjourned.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
It's not time for me. I get to have me
there's a note on the April one, though.
Can you shoot me an email in the morning?
Hi.
Is that one?